peril. Stories of suspense.
Attention! The commandant has something to say to you.
Thank you, Sergeant. You are prisoners of war. You are fortunate to be alive. Some of you were saved from death at the hands of German civilians. Good people whose homes you bombed. Whose loved ones you massacred.
How about London, Colonel?
Yeah, how about
London? Silence! You should be happy and thankful to be alive. To wait here in Germany till we have forced our enemies to their knees. But no. Oh, no. You insist on trying to escape. Well, I will not have it. No one escapes from this camp. Is that understood? Those who try it will be killed. Like the four men the other night. If you leave the barbed wire around this camp, then death will be your only escape. There will be no capture. Death. That is my order to all guards. Understand? Death.
Sir, the Geneva Convention
Treaty... The Geneva Convention Treaty is a worthless piece of paper. Just remember, once you leave the barbed wire, you will be dead. That will be all, Sergeant.
Dismissed!
Well, Trevor, do we still go through with our escape plan?
You bet we do. We may need a third man now in place of Collins here.
What makes you say that?
Because I figure you want to live to enjoy all that dough you got in the States, Collins.
I'm still in. It's taken us 6 months to dig that tunnel. Nothing is going to keep me from using it tonight.
If the Germans spot us, there'll be a lot of bullets. Bullets don't care who they hit, you know. Even millionaires.
You worry about yourself, Trevor. I can carry my own weight.
Yeah, you'll probably get a chance to prove that.
And you'll get a chance to prove you're more than just a bag of wind.
Why, you...
Hey, easy, save that stuff. I know why you critters don't like each other, but you gotta remember one thing. Them Germans don't like any of us.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Three Hunted Men.
Home. Oh, I'm itching to get home.
Where do you live in Montana?
Funny, I don't. I live on a cattle spurt about 40 miles out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Why is it they call you Montana?
Well, right after I joined the Air Corps, someone gave me the name and it stuck.
Where do you live, Collins?
He's got a big two-story mansion near White Plains, New York. The White Plain people call it Collins Castle.
You seem to know a lot about me, Trevor.
Yeah. But it didn't come from mutual friends, Collins. I never had enough money to know any of your friends.
You've been hammering at me for a long time, Trevor. Exactly what have you got against me?
Maybe I don't like the way that silver spoon sticks out of your mouth.
All right, my father's rich. Is that my fault?
You're so sure of yourself all the time. You pretend you're one of us, but you're not, and you never will be.
Now, wait a minute. I don't like stepping in another man's office.
Then stay out of it, cowboy. I'm going to tell Collins just why I don't like him.
Go right ahead.
You got everything in front of you. You got no worries at all about the future.
I suppose I'm not taking the same chances you are.
Right now you are, yeah, sure. But when the war's over, it'll be a different story. You'll be back in the social columns of the newspapers. People will be falling all over you. The rest of us, we'll have to start from scratch. We'll have to be pushed around.
Speaking for myself, nobody ever pushed me around and never will.
It's different in the big cities, isn't that right, Collins? Some of your buddies here will be elevator operators, bellhops, soda jerks. And you'll walk past them in a tailor-made suit with a society dame on your arm.
When we get out of this, Trevor, you want to see a good psychiatrist.
Why, you dirty...
Break it up. What's the matter with you guys? Starting tonight, you're going to be needing each other.
Bishop, I need him like I need another head.
Don't you want to make the escape attempt, Travers?
You know I do. I just don't want to make it with him.
We had a lottery. Your three names were picked. So that's the way it's got to be. Unless one of you wants out. Montana?
Oh, no.
Collins?
I'm in.
Travers?
I'm getting out of this hole even if he has to come along.
Okay. The escape committee has had a final meeting. The escape attempt is to be made at 2:50. The moon will be fading. There'll be just enough light to see by when you leave the tunnel.
Hey, watch it. Here comes Goring, Jr.
Good evening, here, Sergeant.
Never mind the funny games. Any more nonsense and I will cut down your rations.
If you cut down that soup anymore, Sergeant, it'll make good shaving water.
Yeah, lucky to get even that. Now be quiet or severe measures will be taken to punish you. Do you hear me? The Commandant does not want to hear a sound out of you. As it is, he is sick of the sight of you. Now, I have come here, gentlemen, to tell you that we have 40 new guards on night duty, and also some Alsatian dogs who have been trained to hate the smell of an American. The Commandant is determined to keep his no-escape record unblemished. Have a good sleep, gentlemen.
Here, Collins.
I'm awake.
I never even got to sleep.
Montana.
Hmm? Yeah.
Come on, wake up.
Yeah, sure.
Here are your escape clothes, men. Put them on.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget, the area outside the barbed wire is well guarded. We haven't been able to find out exactly where the guard posts are, but we do know that the Germans have light machine guns. They'll use them without hesitation.
Do you have any weapons for us?
All we can dig up was this knife.
I'm pretty good with a knife.
You are, Montana.
Thanks.
There's a little bit of food in the haversacks. Sorry, but that's all we're able to get for you. Well, it's almost time. Help me move the stove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Push!
If they spot you as you crawl under the barrack, get back here quick, strip off your escape clothes, and jump into your bunk.
Right.
As the ranking man for there, you're in charge. Now, don't forget the procedure when you get to the end of the tunnel. Give it to me, Travers.
I've gone over it a dozen times.
Give it to me again.
Okay. I pull away the wooden slab. Above the slab is 5 or 6 inches of dirt. I push my way through carefully.
Right. According to our calculations, that tunnel ends smack in the middle of a clump of weeds. Have a good look around before you move on. Don't hurry that part of the escape. Unless the Germans see you, of course. Good luck.
Hey, Montana, don't forget you promised to phone up my wife.
I won't forget, Herman.
Get moving.
Get alongside me, both of you.
20 yards between here and the washhouse, then the tunnel.
Flat. Searchlights moving this way.
It's past. A dog. He's got our scent. Just lay flat. That does it. We'll have to go back.
Sprint for the washhouse. You ready?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go. I don't think we were spotted.
We'll make sure. Just stand here for a while.
Seems okay. Come on. Let's get into the tunnel. Come on.
I'm in charge of this operation, Collins. We'll move when I say so.
I'm sorry, Master Sergeant.
Okay. Lift the stone slab and then into the tunnel.
This tunnel sure wasn't built for a fellow with long legs.
There's foul down here. It's getting hard to breathe.
Yeah. How much further?
Yeah, choking. Up to there. No air.
Save your breath.
Can't go much further.
Reach the end.
Hurry. Hurry it up.
Can't breathe.
Here's the wooden slab. Push through. Quick. Shut up. Have to be careful. But hurry. Hurry. Quiet. I'm almost through. A little more. There.
Beautiful.
Shut up. If they get us here, we're dead. Okay. Now I'm going to wriggle through that hole and see just where we are. Now be quiet.
Do you see anything, Trevor?
I saw something, all right.
What?
We're near the edge of the weed patch. About 100 feet away are two Germans and a machine gun.
In just a moment, we return with our story, Three Hunted Men.
Why can't we go around the side of the wheat patch?
We'd only run into other Germans. We got to get past these two. How well can you use that knife, Montana?
At about 20 feet, I can hit any target I want. And it's got the feel of a good throwing knife.
If we get to the edge of the weed patch without being seen, we can wait till they're looking the other way. By the time they know what's happening,
one will be dead.
Leaving the other one for you and me, Collins. Boy, haven't you got the stomach for this kind of stuff?
I'll do my part.
Well, we'll see. Montana, one of the Germans is short and nuggety looking. You take him.
Right.
Okay, I'll go out first. Wait 30 seconds and then follow.
Why do we have to be out here all night? After what happened the last time, the Americans won't be eager to escape for a while. I could be in a nice warm bed.
Stop grumbling. If an officer hears you, it is an easy way to get sent to the Eastern Front.
I would like to send Hitler there.
The Führer on the Eastern Front? Impossible. He cannot stand the sound of gunshots. Gives him a headache. His trouble is deeper than that. His trouble is behind his belt buckle. Last time our glorious leader went near them. What is it? I thought I heard something just behind us.
Montana! Right! I got this one! Pull the knife out of the other one! Got it! And now you're... Take care of this one, too. I just stand still for a while. Yeah, we're lucky. Jerry's didn't hear us. Well, these boys brought their rifles along, too. Fine.
Escape's hired. The Germans must have pulled a bed check.
Grab those rifles. Come on.
I can't go on, Trevor.
Neither can I.
Okay. Okay, we'll rest.
How far do you think we've come?
Oh, no more than a couple of miles.
They won't waste much time coming after us. They're probably on our trail right now.
There's still 10 miles between us and the lake. On the other side of that lake is Switzerland.
Neutral Switzerland. Neutral. How nice that word sounds.
If we don't get to the lake fast, the Germans will cut us off.
They've probably got me near the lake now. It only takes 10 or 15 minutes to get a truck there.
Looks like we'll have to fight our way through, huh?
With just these two rifles, we wouldn't have a chance. Yeah, laying low is no good either. Sooner or later, those dogs of theirs will pick up our trail.
Well, what are we going to do?
They'll expect us to head straight for the lake. That's what the others did, and they're dead. So we'll go diagonally west, reaching the lake about 20 miles from here.
That doubles the distance.
It also doubles our chance of staying alive. The Jerry's will be waiting for us near this end of the lake. You can be sure of that.
Trevor's right. All the others were killed before they reached the lake.
Maybe.
You don't like the idea of me being right, do you, Collins? You're thinking that back home you wouldn't even have to look at me. I'd be the dirt under your feet, huh?
I never took advantage of my position, Trevor.
Yeah, you rich guys are all alike. You don't care about other people. If
far as you're concerned, they don't even exist.
Only a man who's sick in the mind would talk like that, Trevere.
Sick in the mind, am I? Well, you...
Hey, that!
Wait. I'm getting this out, cowboy. Now, tell you why I feel like I do, Collins. Remember the CCC camps?
Civilian Conservation Corps.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was in when I saw that big house and your families in White Plains. Yeah, I saw you, too.
You must have been in the camp at Elmswood.
That's right. 4 miles away. We got $25 a month. 20 of it went back home to our families. Well, there was 6 in my family. My old man was out of work, and my mother had to try to get along on my $5 a week. Well, she couldn't. It made an old woman of her before she was 40. She died in a charity ward. My old man went off the top of a building and jumped off. My brothers and sisters went to an orphanage. I used to see the cars pull up at your house on Sundays and Saturdays. Well-dressed, well-fed people. All of them having fun.
Are you trying to blame what happened to your family on us?
Yeah. You and people like you.
You are sick.
Don't say that again. Now, don't say that again or I'll choke the life out of you.
Trevera, look. I don't know whether you've got an argument or not, and I don't care. But what I do care about is getting to that lake.
We'll settle our differences some other time, Collins.
I'll be available.
Let's keep moving. Okay. Time for a rest.
We've covered a lot of ground since dawn. How far do you reckon we still got to go, Trevere?
Only about 2 miles or so.
Oh, good. We haven't seen hide nor hair of a German.
Well, you can bet there'll be some patrolling the lake shore.
How are we supposed to get to the other side of that lake? It's more than a mile across.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll be doing some swimming.
Gents, I've got a little confession to make. It's something I didn't mention when we first talked over this escape plan. You see, there ain't much water in Wyoming, except for drinking. So I never did learn how to swim.
You'll have to do the best you can on a piece of driftwood, Montana.
I've lost so much weight that a couple of matchsticks will probably do the job.
Yeah. Well, now we got our breath back. Let's get moving again.
Suits me. Hey, look. Where the ground dips over there. You can see the lake. And with the sunshine on it, looks like a giant silver dollar. Prettiest sight I've seen since my last yearling roundup.
Down! Montana!
Herbert!
Montana.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Three Hunted Men.
That shot sounded like it came from beyond that clump of trees.
Yeah, just a one shot. Could be there's only one man out there.
We've got a rifle each. If we wait, maybe he'll make a move.
Ah, we can't wait any longer. That shot will bring more Jerrys. We gotta go on.
What are you planning to do? Make a target of ourselves?
My idea is that we both walk through that clump of trees. When the Jerry fires, he'll give away his position.
And one of us collects a bullet.
Afraid it might be you, Collins?
I say it's crazy to start moving.
We're dead if we stay. I'm going. Well, you've shown what you're made of, Mr. Westchester County. You should have used your influence and got yourself a desk job instead of trying to imitate a man. So long, Montana. Goodbye, Collins. Jerry's not here. That tall grass. Might be hiding in that. I just hope he misses with his first shot. Well, if I'm going to get to the lake, I've got to go through that grass.
Jerry!
Trevere!
Get him!
Come!
Get him!
Collins.
hoping he'd spot you first.
Oh. You walked behind me, huh?
Yeah. I made a lottery out of it. You won.
Where were you hit?
Me. Dogs! You better go.
I'll listen you up. Yeah. Hey, you ever been in a three-legged race at a picnic?
Yeah.
Let's see how much you remember.
Travers.
Yeah?
Thanks.
I'd do this for anybody. Come on! You just hang on to this log. I'll do the pushing, okay?
I can see them. On the shore.
Yeah, it's just about out of range. It's almost dark, too. By the time I get some boats out, we'll be in Switzerland. Come in.
New crutches, courtesy of the Swiss Red Cross.
What do you want? Well, what do you want?
As soon as my father found out what you'd done for me, he sent this through the embassy. A bank draft in your name. Here.
$50,000.
I'll have a talk with Dad about that. I figure my life's worth a lot more.
$50,000.
You could open up when the war's over. Might even become a capitalist yourself.
Some things you don't buy, Collins.
Hey!
Just... leave me alone. Get out.
No, I don't think you should be alone. Maybe that's your trouble. You were always alone. You felt you were fighting the whole world by yourself. I thought it was money you wanted, so I cabled Dad to send that check. Now I'm apologizing, Travers. And I'm offering my hand. I'll be proud of you if you take it.
Well, I...
please.
Oh, yeah. I guess there are worse things than being a millionaire.
Sure. Come on out. I'll buy some... I mean, we'll buy each other some drinks.
That's better. Hey, you know, it's funny. I just tore up a check for $50,000 and I feel good. In fact, I never felt better in my life.
I think we both learned something, Travers. Come on. Let's go out, huh?
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Three Hunted Men. I'll be back in just a moment.